Adrenaline pumps down my limbs as I hear the key in the lock. My chest is burning and my stomach churns. I don't know how long I've been standing here. After I made my discovery, the last couple of minutes were a blank canvas. You stare out at the trash department, your eyes traveling around the room, your eyebrows rise in confusion. You see the dry tears on my face, and concern grows second by second. I have something to share with you. I take my phone out as you pose the question to me. I press the play button and your eyes close instantly. The first act is good. It really sets the scene. Your moans spew from the speaker. I hear her lustful lips sucking, spluttering, and choking lovingly on your cock. She swallows you whole, drinking you down. Your moans echoes and your words round on the word fuck. You call her a good girl when she finishes you. A cold shiver shoots through me. I thought that was your pet name for me. Obviously not. We listen to the second act. The sounds of her sweet sighs tickle as you take her from behind. I can hear the slap of her skin as you bound her over again and again. You, too, remind me of the wheels on a train track. There's a rhythm to your movements, and it goes on and on, around and around. The smack of your hand against her ass aches in my ears. She tells you to fuck her harder, and I can hear you picking up the pace. Blood rushes under your skin. Your face blooms pink. Are you embarrassed? My eyes burn into you. They never leave your face. You tell me to stop. I ignore your comments to shut off the audio. Hang on. We haven't gotten to the great part yet. I raise my other hand, silencing you, so we can listen. I want to hear the finale. You call her a cum slut. She whines and pleads for her daddy. I can hear you panting. You breathe in and out as you slide in and out of her. She's telling you she's going to come. You're nearly there too. I can tell when your voice speaks. Both of you coming together is a loud and operatic, and it lingers for just a moment. You catch your breath in my heart when I hear you say, "What a good slut you are." I cut her off as she giggles like a schoolgirl. Tension breaks out as I stare you down. My hands are trembling. My heart is breaking. "I'm sorry," you whisper. An instinct acts for me. I crush my phone in my hand and I hurl it across the room. It chatters against the wall just above your head. Your eyes are wide with shock. I walk towards you. "Who is she?" I ask. "Just someone I met online," you reply. "Was she worth it?" My voice hangs for a while. "It sounds like you two really enjoyed yourselves." Your silence breaks my chest, and I feel the arrow you fired out hit hard, and it's sinking in. I see the guilt pooled in your eyes. Tears clouds my vision. I want to destroy you. Armor grows along my skin, and I get ready for battle. You should be running. Not unless you want to leave this place alive. My hand whips across your face. I know that it hurts you as the impact stings my palm. "I'm sorry," you whisper again, shaking your head. My other hand lashes out, harder and harsher this time. You stumble backwards a few steps and hold your throbbing face in your hands. "You fucking bastard!" I can hear how distraught I am. You catch my third slap and wrap your arms around me, pounding my chest close against yours. It's like I'm wrapped in a vine. "Get away from me," I say. "I'm sorry, okay?" you yell. I don't want to hear it. I feel defeat as the tears travels down my face like a waterfall. "How could you do this? I loved you." You mash your lips onto mine, breaking my sonnet, and I try to break free. I tell you how much I hate you. But you're too strong. Your arms are like steel. I'm not going anywhere. You work your lips against mine, rolling your tongue onto my mouth. You know that tender spot of mine. My body grows weak at your touch, and I want to scream at myself for letting you do this. I cry out as your lips travel to my neck. You lick the hollow of my throat and kiss my breast in passionate hurry. I barely have room to catch my breath. You're breaking me down, kiss by kiss, stroke by stroke. Get down on the ground, baby, you whisper at the sound of the master's voice. I do as you command. I'm all fours shaking, and you plant kisses covering my back and the wall of my neck. My mind flashes, and I hear you and your mistress in my head. You fucked her from behind. You're not taking me that way. I twist your embrace and grab your shoulders, shoving you underneath me, and I move on top of you. I see desire in your gaze that I haven't seen before. You never do this, you say. There is a flicker of fear in your voice. Our eyes melt into each other, and I watch you for a moment. I lean down, kissing you, pulling you towards me. I gasp as you slide my panties to the side. Your fingers plunge urgently into me, and I move against them slowly. A warm glow bursts from my belly as I do this. Just a slight brush of your fingertips sends aches up along my spine. My chest is burning, and the tears are still falling. Fuck me, baby, you whisper. Please. I want to please you. I want you to want me. Even though you've already ripped my heart out. You grab my hips as I slide down onto you. We both make music together. And I feel how hard you are inside me. Something pulls at my chest. Something breaks in my mind. And that slow, antagonizing burn in my chest returns with a vengeance. I try to ignore it, and I move back and forth along your body. That deep groan from your throat rumbles, and I know I have you in mid-flight. The tension in my belly is growing. The warm glow in my stomach makes my pussy ache in pleasure, and it fills me with shame. I move faster now, picking up the pace, and your eyes close. Why did you do this to me? I race, holding onto your hands to buck back and forth. Did you have to ruin us? I fuck you faster. I can hear the groans rolling from my throat. I want to make you scream. Why did you break our world apart? You tell me to keep going. To never stop, to keep moving, and I cry out, my back arching on impact. Why did you have to kill me? Your cock stiffens inside me, and my thighs harden. Shooting up into me as I come down from our flight. Time slows down for just a moment, and all I can see is your mistress and a gaping hole in my chest. My hands fall away from you. I brush my tears away. I can't look at your face. Instincts picks me up. Morality is pulling me at my shoulders like fingers on my skin. I pull myself off you. The pleasure still shooting through me like a map of veins. I can't look at you. The pain in my chest is worsening. I have to disappear. You tell me not to leave. But I have no choice. You did this to me. I stumble away, pulling my clothes on. My weak knees are weak. I'm in a daze. I grab my bag, which is sitting obediently by the front door. I can hear you apologizing under your panted breath. My lips are still stuttering from our sex. Black thoughts overwhelms me, and I know I have to get out of this place. Your voice hits me like an arrow in the chest. I don't want to. But I swing the door open and I walk. My body is still in a tremor. The stairs feels like they are moving as I make my way down. I hear you shouting my name. Then my walk turns into a run.